Welcome to The Corecast, a podcast dedicated to sharing the people and stories of the University of Southern California's College Advising Core. For the past decade, the Core has been committed to increasing college access for first-generation, low-income, and underrepresented students throughout Southern California. Near-peer college advisors, who are recent college grads, provide intensive, hands-on, personalized guidance to students navigating the college and financial aid process. Advisors build relationships, demystify college, and become trusted champions for students and their families. This episode features advisor Adiva Myers, providing insights into the people behind this important work.
My trajectory to college advising course is interesting. So, I had been doing a lot of college access work while I was an undergrad through different organizations on campus, like our Black Recruitment and Retention Center and such. And so I was also an RA. So I always had like this thought that I wanted to go into education in some way, shape, or form, because I minored in education too. But I didn't know exactly what that would look like. And so when I graduated, I was looking into positions that could allow me to learn and grow and also support students as they're like trying to get to a higher education. And so I think I just looked it up online when looking for jobs one day, and I put my application in. And it was actually during a cycle where they were just hiring like a couple advisors, because it was like a mid-cycle hiring where they lost, I think, some advisors and was hiring. And I went through the interview process, and I didn't get the position at that time. But I remember I reached out to Ara, and Ara had after the interview, and I remember he emailed me back and he said, definitely reapply. So I just like took that. So I actually was working at a nonprofit for a little bit, working at the LA Promise Fund. And then once the opportunity came up to apply again, when they were doing the mass hiring for the new cycle, I applied and I got the position. So, I really wanted to make an impact with students who are coming from diverse, disadvantaged backgrounds, underrepresented backgrounds. When I was in college, I struggled to just ask for help or just to navigate campus and such. And so it was helpful to have some community. And so I also went to a small high school, charter school. And so we got a college advisor my last year in high school. And that she was so pivotal into telling me like, you should apply here and shooting big. And so I wanted to provide that same impact to students. So yeah, it was a perfect fit.
And when you say in high school, you got a college advisor, was that like the USC CAC program or was it something different?
No, I went to a very, very small charter school. And so we got like just a college guidance counselor. My high school was a bit under-resourced. It was only 30 students in my graduating class. And so they got a college counselor when I was a senior. And so she kind of helped me through the process. We had USC Educational Talent Search actually at our high school. So it was a trio program. So I was a part of that too. So that also helped for me to kind of get to college. So I'm a product of college access programs coming to high schools. And so it was nice to be able to also do that in my professional work.
I don't think I caught, what college did you go to?
I went to UC Berkeley for undergrad.
UC Berkeley. Oh, okay. Nice. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So thank you for sharing that. My next question is going to be, describe the experience of being an advisor.
Well, I'll start off with the very like nice answer, which is basically like it's very rewarding to be able to work with students and offer them options that they didn't feel like they might have. And so a lot of what I was doing as an advisor was really changing students' perspective on what's possible for them. A lot of them came from first gen, low income backgrounds. And so a lot of times they didn't see past their current circumstances or situations or feel like college was something for them. And a lot of what I was doing was educating students, educating even their parents on what college can afford them, what opportunities they can have, by pursuing a higher education. And so a lot of that work came out of one-on-one meetings with students to really ensure that they knew what options were available to them, and then also then helping them apply. And so it was a lot of collaboration with the school counselors and teachers to really ensure that we can get the information to students, whether it's going to their classrooms or cr creating workshops on campus to really inform students on the different aspects of the college application, whether that be applying, personal statements, financial aid, information about choosing a major, college life, all those different things are aspects of the job that we did. Yeah, I would say it was very high paced, like fast paced, and it was a high volume of students that we were working with. So I think at Wilson it was about 1,000 seniors there, and we had two advisors. So it was myself and another advisor, which was actually really nice to have a co-advisor there with me because we tag teamed and all of those things to split the caseload. So that was actually very nice to have. But we were meeting with students every day, calling them out of class, talking them through their applications. And yeah, so I would say it was a very high-paced job. It was also, we had to do a lot of data tracking. So every engagement or interaction we had with a student, we had to track it. Every application we submitted, we had to track it. So, a lot of administrative work as well that we had to do to also ensure that we can just essentially like show the impact that we had at the school through our engagement and touch points. We also had like a big event at the end of each year, which was Decision Day. So that was a really fun program planning experience because we get to celebrate all the students and the accomplishments that they have by applying and getting admitted to different colleges and then making that decision on where they wanted to go. So we would have a huge celebration, balloons and food and games and activities and just celebrating the students on that day. For their accomplishments. So that was always a highlight every year, is to do that for the students.
Yeah, I know Decision Day is actually coming up around the corner this year. So I've seen like a lot of the advisors kind of talk about that and go through like what their theme is going to be. And it's really cool and heartwarming to see that. So I also wanted to ask, I think Ben had mentioned that your sister, I don't know if she was an advisor or if she works with you, or he had just briefly mentioned her.
So my sister was an advisor with me as well. She was at San Pedro High School. So she came a year after me, I believe, to do the job. And so yeah, it was nice to be able to work with her. We actually did our master's program together too at USC Educational Counseling. So we did that program together. She's not here at UC Irvine anymore. She's working elsewhere, but yeah, she also was an advisor.
What was her name?
Asani, Asani.
Asani. Okay. And did that impact like your experience at all? Just, I mean, I know you guys didn't work at the same school, but I mean, did that kind of help you guys? Like, did you guys always like talk about, like your experiences and kind of piggyback off of that, or how was that?
Oh, for sure. We were talking about our experiences all the time, like dealing with the administration and maybe like challenges that might be happening on our school sites, and how are we navigating those challenges to kind of help each other out, because we were in two different school districts, but it was still helpful to know like, okay, what's going on with your students over there? Like, what strategies are you using? We would bounce ideas off of each other a lot. And also vent to each other for a lot around what's going on. But it was nice to be able to do that with her because we had different schools and could offer different perspectives on how to do our jobs better. So we definitely helped each other out a lot.
And was she older or younger than you?
She's my younger sister. Yeah, she's only a year and a half younger than me. So yeah,
Oh,
we're pretty
okay.
close in age.
close in age. And you guys went to USC to complete your master's degree together and graduated together?
Yes.
That's
Yes.
so cool.
Was nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. So my next question is going to be, can you share a student story that still sticks with you?
Like so many pop into my head, but one specifically, her name was Iris. And I remember working with her even starting as a junior. She would come in and she was super smart, as was indicated through her grades, because she basically had like almost all A's in all of her classes. But she was just super quiet. She would just come in very like kind of shy almost, and just come in, ask one question, and then she'll just like go off, and I'm like, okay. And so I remember her because I don't know, she just stuck out to me because I don't think that she really thought that she had the potential to go to college. And I was like, you literally have straight A's. Like, why would you think you can't go to college? And then you start to dig deeper with students and understand their story. So like, the background she comes from, I believe she was like a single mom household, and first gen, and then like finance, low income. So she didn't think that she could afford college, and all of these misconceptions that students have because they just don't have the knowledge or education around it. And so she was one of those students where I just sat and kind of talked to her about those things, and then she actually opened up to even applying. And so she applied to a few different UCs, CSUs, and I remember I was telling her, you should apply to UCs because you have like very, very good GPA. And so she applied to UCs, she applied to CSUs. She ended up getting into, I believe, like, I know she got into UC Irvine because I remember I was trying to convince her to go here for some reason. Then she got into Cal State Long Beach because a lot of our students had that. A lot of our students got into Cal State Long Beach because of it being in the Long Beach Unified School District. And she ended up going there. And majoring in business. And then I remember, like, I think not too long ago, she like emailed me or messaged me on LinkedIn. And she was doing all these great things on campus. Like, she was a part of like the business association, and she was about to graduate, and she was doing so well. So, yeah, I don't know. She sticks out to me because I remember she was like a skate. She did skateboarding too, and so she would do a lot of competitions for skateboarding. And it's like talking about that in terms of like her getting sponsorships and stuff. I'm like, girl, you're like getting all this, doing all these great things even outside of school. And I remember we were highlighting a lot of that on her essays and such. So, yeah. I'll say she sticks out to me. There's a bunch of other stories I feel like I can tell, but that one sticks out the most.
And so, what is she doing now currently, like in her role or?
I'm actually not sure. I'm not sure too what she's doing now, but I know she's doing something in business.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so nice. And it's nice too that she reached out and kind of like remembered and, you and how you were pivotal to her college career journey. So, that's really nice. Okay. So, my next question is going to be, how has advising impacted you personally and professionally?
I would say, I don't know, it just is very fulfilling to be able to impact someone else's journey just by encouraging them or providing them hope or just giving them options. I think I've always wanted to use my story and background as like inspiration for others. And I've been able to use what I've learned. I always had like this quote that I kind of live by, is like, build as you climb. And so there were people that sewed into me or like watered me or provided me with resources and support to get me to where I am. And so, being an advisor, I saw me doing that to my students. So, the knowledge that I gained from my experiences and having similar experiences to some of them, being able to like pour into them and let them know, hey, like you can do this, like you can get to where you're supposed to go, you belong here. I think that that was really impactful for me to be able to give back in that way. And so, one of my core values is like service. And so, in all that I do, I want to give back and be of service to others. And so, being a college advisor really spoke to the core of that in terms of my values. So, I will say that's something personally. And I will say professionally, it was very pivotal in my professional journey. I feel like doing this position allowed me to gain a lot of transferable skills to move on into the education field. We got to do advising, so one-on-one, like levels of advising, counseling, guidance, were skills that I developed just working one-on-one with students, especially those that come from like more complex, diverse backgrounds where they might be dealing with a lot of like maybe trauma or things of that nature that they might disclose to you, and being able to kind of navigate those conversations, I think, was a skill set that I gained in that space. And then in general, just being in a professional space where you're an off-campus sort of partner on campus, and so you're not, I guess, employed by the school district. It's a collaboration and partnership. And so being able to collaborate with the teachers and counselors and administrative staff on campus to really provide a service there on that campus, and yeah, just be a cross collaborator, I think, is something that professionally was very important for me, and a great transferable skill that I've used to this day. I would also say the program planning piece, so developing workshops for students and parents, was something that also helped me develop professionally. Even like I found out about Canva while working for College Advisor, like creating flyers, simple things like that. I also developed there. And then I would say one of the other impactful things that helped me professionally develop was like just the data tracking and support. So just being able to, number one, just track all of my engagement with students. We had to do other reports too, like how many FAFSAs did we complete? How many applications did you submit with students? Those types of things helped me develop in terms of showing what your impact looked like when working with in any realm. So yeah, I would say I got a lot out of the experience being a college advisor, and it's honestly got me to, I attribute what I learned in that job to where I am today.
Yeah, because it helped you just like creatively and learn how to be more personable with people. And I could totally see how that's like very transferable.
Yeah, I dealt with a lot of personalities on that
Yeah.
campus, from students to staff, and you learn how to navigate people in that professional way, and so I definitely gained that from that position as well.
So how would you say that you changed the college culture at the high school that you served?
So they had a college and career person there, but I think me and the co-advisor coming in and actually like going to the students to support them, offering workshops and such, and creating those relationships with the teachers, I think allowed them to see what options were available to students for college and things of that nature. Yeah, I think we brought more visibility to the amount of students that were getting into college, and promoting that, especially through Decision Day. So, and we would also share our data and information with the counselors and administrators too. So that allowed them to really be able to take that information and understand like where are they at with where students are applying and getting in. So I think that also helped them to inform them about like how can they further and like basically see the importance of our position there on the campus. I think that's kind of what I would say. We would have like college, I think we had a day where they could all wear their college t-shirts and such. So that could help just promote it to the younger classes as well. Yeah, I think we tried to make college going to college look cool for students so that they could aspire to it. So we try to just make it like a welcoming space in the College and Career Center too for students so they can feel comfortable to come and ask their questions.
Yeah, I feel like you made it very interactive too, because a lot of the times they just hear about it, but you actually help them like interact with that. And I think that's kind of like what is the most effective.
I think going to the students, like we were really adamant about that because we calling students out one by one, it was very, that was impactful too, because a lot of times it would be trying to like, we reviewed their transcripts to see like if they're eligible for what schools and such. And so that was really impactful for that. But like going to the classrooms and creating partnerships with the teachers was really important to let them know like, hey, this is important for us to come in and talk about these things. It allows us to really reach more students. So I think that was really pivotal in us creating a college going culture because they could visibly see us coming to the classrooms and working with them. And it was like a collaboration, not just with us doing the work, but with the teachers and the counselors and everyone involved.
So tell me more about you. Like, what are you up to right now? What is your position like?
So right now, I am the program director for the Transfer Student Center at UC Irvine. And so my work is essentially to support all transfers on campus and through our center, and we provide resources and services to make sure that transfer students can navigate and transition to campus successfully. So we have counselors and coordinators and staff in the office that help to do that, and I oversee all of the staff. So we have a lot of programs and initiatives that we work with. So we work with diverse student populations within the transfer population that we do targeted interventions with and cohort programs. So we work with formerly incarcerated system impacted students. And so we partner with our Underground Scholars Program. And then we also have a Lifted program, which is essentially a program where UC Irvine has students that are currently incarcerated, and we have faculty go to the prison and actually teach the classes. And then we have a counselor from our office that goes and offers them the same support that they might get if they were on campus in terms of like navigating like academic life, resources for support, mental health support, and things like that. And so she goes to the prison like once a month to do that.
Which
So we work with
prison?
that population really intentionally. We also have a program and services for former, current and former foster youth. And so that program, we're able to provide students with like financial emergency scholarships, guaranteed housing, just so many resources to get through college. So and then we also have peer mentors for transfers program. We also have our Umoja program that works with all students, but through a pedagogy that's responsive of like African American legacy. And then, yeah, so we have those specific programs. Oh, also we support parenting students. So students who are parents, we provide services to support them. So we do CalWORKs verification, workshops, referrals, things of that nature. So in general, we're like a hub of support for students. So we help them navigate different campus resources. We do advocacy for them when it comes to like their academic progress. And so there might be students that might not do so well academically, and we work with them on academic study skills, on resources they can access for support, and also just advocacy in that like sometimes it's hard to navigate different offices on campus, and so we help them navigate we help as advocates to financial aid or to their academic unit, and so we really just pride ourselves on being that hub of support for students that might need support as they're going through their college journey. So I really love the work that I do. I was previously I got into this role 2 years ago. So I was previously a counselor in our student success initiatives, like overarching department. And so I worked one-on-one with students and did like case management in that way. A lot of what I was doing at College Advising. So I got this job right after I was done with College Advising. And I believe like that job got me that this job. And so, 'cause I was doing a lot of what I was doing there, but more on a obviously university level. I work with all the similar populations I was working with in College Advisor too. So, first gen, low income, students with disabilities, pretty much any population you could think of, I really work with them.
Okay, so what would you say to someone who's thinking about donating to the College Advising Corps program?
I will say that donating to the College Advising Corps would be a dollar well spent. The work that the advisors are doing in each of these schools, honestly, sometimes you can't even put a number on it because it's really transformative work that the College Advising Corps is doing when it comes to like transforming like young minds into thinking bigger and to and thinking bigger and pursuing a higher education. They're contributing to our society and our world and our environment, because they're going on to be doctors, lawyers, engineers, teachers, all these things are aspirations that these students have. And by us being able to provide this resource to just get them past that step, because really the college application process is it's difficult. Like if you don't have someone to support you through it or just explain in layman terms, what that process looks like, they could lose out on that opportunity. And so, if we want to contribute to our society just being better, I think that donating to the College Advising Corps is something that you should do. Students don't know what they don't know. And with us going in as advisors and really walking them through the process, providing them and educating them with the information for them to go on and thrive within higher education, I think is invaluable. It's some students can easily maybe go look up something on the internet. But to have someone to guide them through the process, I think is so important. Again, it's not just transactional either. It's not just, okay, this is the application, this is what you need to do. It's some of that, but it's also being able to relate to the students, to be a mentor to the students, to build rapport and trust with them so they can feel like they can do this. Those are the things that make the experience worthwhile. And so, that this work is so necessary, because nobody gets to where they want to go by themselves. Everyone needs a little bit of support. And so this program is really doing that, on a grand scale, when it comes to supporting our students, in the high schools. So, this work is really important. And it's more important now than ever, when our, political climate is really just defunding education or, just like all the things. We need our students to be educated and to have these opportunities so they can grow.
Thank you for listening to the CoreCast, featuring voices of the College Advising Corps. Do you want to learn more, get involved, volunteer, or donate? Let's remove obstacles and empower futures together. Visit our website for more information.